Praise the Lord. Message number 264. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 10. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and let's read verse 1 to verse 12. Here we will take in this message how John the Baptist fulfilled his calling and the requirement of his calling unto the Lord, our God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent to us, to your church, one time to teach us more of your ways and more of your commands. Lord, anoint my lip and my tongue and deliver the message, O Lord. Enable me to deliver the message in the way that you want it to go on the flow. Put verses and statements to encourage your people so that your church and your servants will be mobilized to go forward to preach and teach your word, to bring fruit that you desire to see in each and every one's life and in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting for your word and those who are in need of your message. We thank you and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. From what we read from Matthew 3 and about John the Baptist, we can learn from his ministry and how he responded to God's call and how he performed his service and his ministry unto God and unto the people whom God had used to reach out. from the scripture that we have read, we can notice certain things. John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness, separated from the world and separated from the people. Yet the people went out to him. John the Baptist was not a social figure or an entertainer. He was a Nazarite, separated from the world. He has certain life and certain discipline, certain things he cannot do. He had to follow certain food. He had to keep his hair uncut. He cannot touch a dead person, dead body. His life was based on holiness. As we have read, he was in the desert of Judea, in the wilderness of Judea, yet the people went out to him. Sometimes the people, they will say that you need to be well-known social figure so God will use you. That is not in the scripture. The same things for you today. If you separate yourself from the worldly things, the people still will be attracted to come to you and listen to the word and the message of God to them. The more you are indulged with the world, the more you cannot reach people. There will be many people around you, but you cannot give them the message that God want them to listen, because you will be corrupted also and polluted like them. Second point, John the Baptist, he was living a simple life. Yet, that simple life was used as a testimony for him. It is mentioned that his dress was leather and there's a belt around him, around his waist. His food was locusts and honey. He was eating what is available and what is affordable. His style of holiness and thriftiness attracted more people to him. When it is mentioned in the Bible, the way he dressed and the way he ate, the Bible wants to show you the simplicity of God's servant. Simple life needed so that the Holy Spirit will guide you to do the full will of God. God does not want a servant to be boasting and showing off. That will not glorify God in your life. Simple living, no need to show off or pretend that you are somebody else. God will use you as simple as you are, as he used John the Baptist. John the Baptist, he was at Jordan River, yet he moved around. In Luke chapter 3 verse 3, we can read this statement. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. See here, he went into all country around the Jordan. He continued to move to preach to the people. In the same way, God called you to continually move around as you are led by the Holy Spirit and guided by the Holy Spirit to reach new people in order for you to give them the message. We learn from the word of God, we learn from God's servant that are in the Bible, even there's a distance of 2000 years between us and between John the Baptist here, but the principle we can pick up and we can apply in our lives. The principle you can pick up as you hear and you can apply also in your life, so that your ministry will be fruitful and you will fulfill God's calling in your life. John the Baptist, he was rooted with the word of God. John the Baptist, as we have read and discovered he knew what to say, how to speak, and how to answer. You know, when they ask him, as we can read about him in the book of John, chapter 19, when they ask him, the Pharisee, let's read it. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent the priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely. "I am not the Messiah," they asked him. "Who then are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied, "In the word of Isaiah the prophet, written, 'I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord.'" So here, John the Baptist was rooted in the word of God. John was raised up in a priestly family, and he was trained on scripture from childhood. He also in the sermon, "You will be able to respond correctly to the call of God when you are deeply rooted and established with God's word. Then you will be able to speak to the people and to answer their questions from the scriptures. You will pick up and you will give them the answer." That's John the Baptist. John the Baptist, his ministry was based on the scripture. In Luke chapter 3 verse 4 to 6 we can read the following. When they ask him also about his ministry, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." The ministry of John the Baptist was recorded and described and prophesied in the scripture. So when he came, he followed a pattern that is in the scripture. He did the same for you today. Your calling and your ministry is based on the scripture. The scripture prophesies about it. You are commissioned and you are called by the Lord through the word of God. What was the element of that ministry of John the Baptist? He said the valleys shall be filled in. The valleys, the valleys, they are, as you go down from the mountains, you will go down in the valley. The valley like a defects and depression that will be filled. Needs and insufficiency will be met. That is our ministry. That is your ministry. People need Christ, need the word of God. They have insufficiency, they have needs, will be met as you preach to them the word of God. And the high mountain and the hill will be made low, will be leveled down. The high mountain will be lowered down, and the hill will be lowered down and humbled, that it can be described as pride will be dealt with. As we preach and rebuke and correct, people will humble down. So we need to understand how we can run the ministry. The crooked path and ways will be straightened. The crooked path will become straight. Wickedness and crookedness need to be judged and dealt with. Roughness will become smooth. The rough ways smooth. sin need to be dealt with, attitude and life will be transformed, need to be transformed. That's what was the prophecy and the base of the ministry of John the Baptist based on the scripture. And lastly, you say, and all people will see God's salvation. Death will be reserved, will be reversed by life. When we preach the word of God, the salvation of God will be imparted to the people who are around us. The salvation of God will be imparted to the people who are around you, who are coming to you, whom God is sending to you, so that you will preach to them the word of God. John the Baptist, he has an effective message. In Mark chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, say the following. And this was his message. He has a message. What was his message? After me comes the one more powerful than I. The straps of his sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In his message, John the Baptist, he was humbling himself and directing the people toward Christ, the Savior and the Holy Spirit baptizer. Christ will come, he told them, he will save you. And he will be the one to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. His message was preparing the people to receive Christ. The same for us today, the same for you today. God is directing you to reach a certain people, and you need to have the message that will make things clearer to them about Christ. You should be ready with your message. And this was his message. Paul has his message. People, when he stands in the day of Pentecost, he has his message. He was ready with the message. The word of God was in their heart. When the Holy Spirit spoke, they delivered the message. John the Baptist was a witness for Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. We can read the following. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. John was a witness for Jesus. In the same way, you are called to be witness to Christ in the way that you live your life for Christ and how you deal with the people around you. You are called to be the light and you are the witness. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltness, how can it be made salt again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So, John was a witness, and the way you live your life, you are a witness also for Christ. God wants to use your life so that through your life, they will see the goodness of God. When you open your mouth, that will help them and make things more clear to them about who Christ and about the salvation of God. John the Baptist confronted the people with an uncompromising message. He told them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. He told them, you brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the coming wrath. He rebuked them and he told them, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And he told them, do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. John the Baptist, he rebuked the people and confronted them with their sins. In the same way, you need to do the same. John the Baptist, he warned the people and spoke about the coming judgment of God. He told them, dax is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. He told them also that Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he continued and says, he spoke about fire, that the Lord will burn certain things, that there will be a judgment, every trial, every discipline, God's judgment to impart holiness in your life. He told them in verse 12, his winnowing fork, Matthew 3:12, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn, and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You need to warn the people about the judgment of God. Speak about hell, speak about the consequence of sin, speak about the judgment of God, speak about the second coming of Christ, speak about the period of tribulation when Christ will come and take us, and he will leave those who are not willing to repent. Speak about eternal fire and the judgment of the wicked. Warn the people, make them afraid even. Speak about here many times John the Baptist, he spoke about the fire of God, the fire of judgment of God. Hell is fire, and God will punish severely the wicked people who are not willing to repent. John the Baptist responded to the people and showed them their sins and what they need to do in their life in a clear way to repent. When he confronted them in Luke chapter 3 about their sin, repent, and he spoke to them about the judgment of God, and when he told them produce fruit in keeping with repentance, they asked him, what should we do? Then, Luke chapter 3 verse 10, the crowd asked. The people, when they will repent, they will ask you what they need to do, and you need to direct them and instruct them with what they need to do. You need to help them. You need to instruct them of what they need to do in a more clear way. If we will read Luke chapter 3 verse 11 onward, we can expand and list a certain pattern of sins. You know, in verse 11, John answered, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. Here John the Baptist, he tells the people that you need to share. He's not speaking about sharing, but he's handling the sin of the people, and that sin is selfishness. It's not here the point that if you have food you want to give. No, if you have selfishness, you need to repent. You may be selfish, but still you are giving food and dress. Selfish in the thing that God wants you to share, but you are withholding. That's selfishness. Verse 12 and 13, let's read. Even tax collector came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Verse 13, don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. What was the sin of the tax collector here? Greediness. They were greedy. There is a certain amount, they are collecting more than this amount. So you must discern the sin of the people and respond to them. You must discover the root cause. The soldiers also, they came to him and they asked him. Verse 14, then some soldier asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. What are the sins of the soldier? First, he told them, don't extort money. Extort money is taking money by force. What is this sin? Taking advantage. Because they are soldiers, those people weak, they are taking advantage of them. Don't extort money. It's not about money, it's about taking advantage, using the authority in the wrong way. Don't accuse people falsely. What is this sin? Lies, slur, slander. And that is so rampant nowadays. Slander, lies and slur can lead to murder. These are the language of devil. And what he said to the soldiers more, be content with your pay. What that mean? They are not satisfied with what they are receiving. There is no contentment. All these are sin. And you need to respond to their people. When you reach people, when people come to you and sit with them and hear from them the story, you will discover a lot of things. And you need to analyze what they are speaking, what is their sin. What is the bottom line? In verse 18, Luke 3:18, and with many other words, John exhorted the people and proclaimed the good news to them. So the message was directed according to the need, according to the sin, according to the shortcomings. With the word of God, sin should be tackled and dealt with. In verse 19 and 20, we are just studying the pattern of sin that John the Baptist dealt with. This is not the whole sin, but just what is from what is written. We can pick up certain pattern of sin, and we can learn how to pick up things and deal with sin of the people, so they will be delivered, they get salvation and set free. Because demons hide in people's life and demonize them due to their non-repentance. As we expand the word of God, they will be able to see their sin, and they got delivered and they got saved. Verse 19 and 20, but when John rebuked Herod the tetrarch because of his marriage to Herodias, his brother's wives, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in a prison. He put him to jail because John rebuked him about that he should not marry his brother's wife. That is adultery. His brother is still alive. Another sin, adultery. So here, John expound to the people and show them their sins and what they need to do in order for them to repent and come to God. The message to everyone, to the Jews and to the Gentiles, as we have read here, the soldiers, Herod, get involved with the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist also, he discerned when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to him and they were not willing to repent. In verse 7, Matthew 3:7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the coming wrath?" You need to be discerning in your ministry, to know who are the people who are reaching you, and be discerned of their motive, and if they are repenting or not. Devil might, he may send some people to disturb you. So you need to be discerning of how to handle them and how to discover them. You need to be discerning and prayerful, especially with the doubtful people. You need to be careful how to handle them. John the Baptist, he was persevering in his ministry. He persevered in his ministry. He took his stand and patiently continued his ministry till he met Jesus. John the Baptist, as the scripture declared to us, revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that Jesus will come to him to get baptized. As we can read in John chapter 1, verse 32 to verse 33, then John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remained on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" So the need here is to persevere. John was waiting till Jesus would come to him. So later on after he water baptized Jesus, John the Baptist, he was taken gradually out of the scene, as if he hand over his ministry, and the people who are coming to him, he hand them over to the Lord. All of us now the same. We are waiting for Jesus to come and take us with him to heaven. Therefore, we need, all of us, you need to persevere in your service and ministry till Christ would come and meet him in the sky and hear his voice, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We need not to give up. Keep same style. Be faithfully doing our ministry, giving the message without failing to the people, with patience, with long suffering, with endurance, with the prayer and fasting, with thanksgiving, trusting God, waiting for him to come. Then our labor will be rewarded. Your labor will be rewarded by the Lord. The ministry of John the Baptist was fruitful, as he continued to preach and admonish the people. The people went out to him. What they did? They repented. They confessed their sin. When he was preaching, there was conviction of the Holy Spirit. They repent, they confess their sin, their life get transformed, and they get baptized. And they were prepared to receive the teaching of Jesus and later on the Holy Spirit baptism. In the same way, as we preach, as we continue to preach without giving up, with patience, doing our ministry faithfully, every one of us, every one of you who listen, there are certain people God had called you to reach, and there are certain people God had called them to come to you to give them the message. Persevere, expound the message, stand firm, correct, exhort, rebuke, explain, encourage, admonish, correct, so that people, they will have the opportunity to listen to the message their pride will go away, their sin will be dealt with, their character and attitude will be changed and transformed. They receive the salvation of God. They will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will be waiting for the Lord with us, and they will save him with us till he come and take us to heaven. When you persevering in your ministry, you will find people repenting. We have people get water baptized, people filled with the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts and the ministry of the Lord, and his work will be expanded, will be fruitful, and bring the fruit that he desire to see in each and every one life and in the life of his church. Come to the Lord. God had called you to do the same, to be separated from the world, rooted with his word, and continue to persevere in your calling, preaching, exhorting, expounding the word of God, leading people to repentance and teaching them the true way of life, baptizing them in water and prepare them for the Lord to fill them with the Holy Spirit and to be ready to be taken with us when Christ will come. God wants you to commit yourself to this ministry. Let everyone kneel down and pray the name of the Lord. Thank you for your word to me. Thank you for the pattern that you show me from the scripture. Lord, give me boldness and give me strength, and give me, Lord, perseverance to continue to serve you and reach the lost. Direct me, Lord, continue with your word, to exhort, to expound, to admonish, to explain, O Lord, your word to the people whom you are sending to me. Lord, give me discernment to discern and grasp and see the kind of people you are sending to me. Give me a message, a suitable message, O God. Lord, I commit my life, that my life will be a testimony to you. Lead me, O Lord, and guide me. O God, I pray for each and everyone who commit his life to follow your words that had been preached in this message. O God, use this brother, use this sister, raise them as a worker and minister to serve you wholeheartedly. O God, we magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O Lord. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you receive the glory and honor that you deserve. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.